ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. This is the Horror Connection. I am Tony Viejo, and with me as always is Sir Michael Polinski. Mike, how are we doing?
Doing pretty well, sir. Yourself?
Doing pretty good. So, 4th of July has passed.
Yes.
Now, there's horror movies associated with every holiday.
There is.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
You know, Thanksgiving.
There is.
Thanksgiving. Halloween. John Carpenter's Halloween. You know, made up holidays. Friday 13th. The Execution of the Templars. another conspiracy theory. Check that out. Sorry. Call back to last episode. That's how we do it. Because this is a serial. You have to listen to all the episodes to get all the jokes throughout this podcast.
Just like South Park.
Yes. but 4th of July passed, and I associate one of pop culture's greatest movies, one of Steven Spielberg's best movies. I know you're not a fan of him, but you can't take this away from him. This is a good movie. Jaws.
Yes. I don't dislike Steven Spielberg. I just think he's one of those directors, and I don't blame him. I would do the same thing if I was in his position. He kind of, like, he got a few real big hits, and he's kind of just replayed those hits.
Right.
Yeah. I don't blame him, but a lot of his movies are very samey.
This is true.
But that's also how you build a brand.
It is.
He's the cannibal corpse of filmmakers. Like, you know what you're getting when you buy a Cannibal Corpse record.
You know
it's never going to deviate very far.
And this is true. Like, you look at Steven Spielberg. Does it look fun? If it looks fun, it's going to be fun. Does it look drab? It's going to be drab.
Yeah. He has two movies. Yeah. He's got those fun, like, kids movies that probably have aliens in them. And he's got World War II stuff that's going to make you feel sad.
Yeah.
That's what he got.
You're going to see a girl walking by in a red sweater. And then you're going to cry.
Yeah.
And you don't know why. You're just going to cry.
He's even tried combining those. He has Nazi aliens.
He does.
So.
Well, that's the... No. That's communist aliens.
What?
Yeah.
No, he's got Nazi aliens.
Where are the Nazi aliens?
Taken. They're Nazi aliens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, my brain is not letting me register that Taken. My brain is letting me register... Like, that's all
I
get.
I know.
And, like, he's fighting Nazis as Obi-Wan. Yeah.
I want to say Taken didn't do really well. It was like a TV movie and a miniseries or something.
Okay.
And it was like him and a couple other directors who did it. And yeah, it's not.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I remember something. I just thought it was a V.
No, yeah. No, it's Nazi aliens.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
He did try combining them at one point.
All right. Because I was like, no, dude, you're just talking about like Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
I try and block that out. That was the one movie. And I've watched so many bad movies. That was the one movie I almost left a movie theater over.
Same. The scene where Shia LaBeouf starts whipping through the jungle. Yep. He has no frame of context how to do this.
I wanted to leave during that scene.
Yeah.
I turned to the person I live with and I was like, hey, we can go if you want.
Yeah.
I'm done with this
movie.
And then when we got to the end, I stuck around, and when we got to the end and it was aliens, I out loud went, fuck this movie.
Such a horrible movie.
Yeah,
I was so hyped for it too, because I love Indiana Jones. Again, Spielberg movies are tied, like, directly to my childhood. Temple of Doom is one of my favorite movies.
Again, fun adventure movie.
Fun adventure movie.
Or the Nazis.
Raiders Last Ark.
Yeah.
Nazis. You know?
He's got adventures and Nazis.
Yeah. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Jaws. Giant fish. But you know what? That's not what the movie's about.
No.
The giant fish is secondary in this movie. You know what the movie's about?
Sea shanties.
Oh, okay. Yeah. it is about sea shanties. That's how everyone
gets kind of is. There's like five of them.
Yeah.
You could make a solid argument that Jaws is a musical.
Jaws.
It's an undercover musical.
It's an undercover musical.
It's on the down low musical.
it's about economics.
Okay.
That's what Jaws is. It's about economics. But you can't close the beach on 4th of July. You can't do it. It's the beginning of the season. So you have one shark attack. That's not a big deal. We don't. No one knows. DG. You know, just tell people it's a barracuda. It's fine. No one knows what a barracuda is. You say shark. They're scared of sharks. They won't go to the beach because of sharks.
What is a barracuda?
Barracuda is a long eel like fish that's kind of scary looking. Huh. It has teeth. I've had an encounter with one in the Gulf of Mexico before. And it was weird because I was staying at this all inclusive resort that had this like, little spot on this reef. And they're like, you must go in the reef. It's the Gulf of Mexico. It's beautiful. And at the time, I lived in Panama City Beach, which is like number 5 at the time and top 10 of the world's most beautiful beaches. So like, they're like, oh, the water's so beautiful. I'm like, nah, actually, it's not. And my part of the Gulf's kind of cleaner than yours. So,
Look, I've heard of barracudas. And
yeah, no,
song.
They have teeth.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah. I, until you said that, I was like,
and actually, when you're in the water, you just hear. So like I was snorkeling because finally I was the only person that wasn't high at the time on this family vacation I was on.
That's the only time I snorkeled.
And I was snorkeling, and all of a sudden, like, I just saw this thing circle me like three times. And I shit you not, I never mentioned it on the podcast, but my brother saw me jump out of the water and run like Jesus on the water to get with this goddamn barracuda.
It's like, run like Jesus.
He's like, I never saw you move that fast in your life. He's like, you were out of the water on the dock in less than a second, and you're at least 30 feet away. But no, barracudas are scary as shit, and they have teeth, and they're scary looking. But at the same time, like, you don't know that. You're just like, oh, barracuda attacks somebody. That's weird. You know?
Yeah.
You know, and they write that up that way. No, but Jaws is about people that don't care about you. They don't care about your safety. You know what? Jaws, the mayor in Jaws is America. The America that wants to keep America open during a pandemic. Chief Brody's Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, no. We just got to stay inside for a little bit. And if we just adhere to this now, you can have August. You can go back to August and be like, yeah, but we got to catch a shark first. And you can't have the beaches open. What do? They open up the beaches. What happens? That fucking Kitner kid dies. Oh, man. And everyone's sad. But no one wants to go in the water, but they still have the beaches open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did say something really weird, and this is just the way my brain works. If you told me, like, I was trying to put myself in the position of the people on the beach, if you were like, there's a great white shark in there, I'd probably still go in the water. If you were like, there's jellyfish in there, I'd stay on
the beach. Oh, I would say, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, without question. I would risk a great white shark bite over getting stung by a jellyfish.
All day.
Yeah. And that's just the way my brain works. I'm like, oh, I don't want
to
be around.
I remember jellyfish. One time we had, there was like a double purple flag one day in Panama City Beach. I was like, oh, man, I had to actually go look at the flag chart. And that was a specific sign for dangerous marine life equivalent to a Portuguese man of war. I was like, well, I am not going nowhere. I got off the beach. I was like, that thing flies, that accidentally washes up on me. I'm dead. Nah, fuck that. Not getting stung by something that's translucent. Fuck you.
The person I live with, her father was stung by a stingray
uh-huh.
a couple years ago.
Oof.
That sounds insane to me. Like, yeah. I can't even imagine.
And he lived.
Yeah.
So he's stronger than Steve Irwin.
Yeah. Okay. He's better than Steve Irwin.
Yeah, got you, Steve Irwin.
There's a song. I can't remember the name of it. Somebody listening to this is screaming it as I say it. There's a song it's not great, but it's a song that's like a diss track from one band to another. But at one point they say, fuck a stingray. And then in the background, they layered in R.I.P. Steve Irwin.
Nice.
The song, I was like, that was really good.
Yeah, rip Steve Irwin. I was always a Jack Hanna guy.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Jack Hanna is more our generation.
It is.
I think it's a generational thing.
The Inky Bear Project really likes Steve Irwin, though. When she's like a couple years younger than us. Anywho, yeah, what's your overall thoughts of Jaws as a movie? I love this movie. I watch it every 4th of July. I watch it. I love it. I can't wait till my kids are old enough that we can appreciate it. And then like they're like, can we go to the beach? I'm like, yeah, sure. We'll go after 4th of July. You guys want to watch Jaws first? All right, let's go. I have one huge problem with this franchise, though.
There's only one problem with the franchise? I would love to hear that.
Well, okay, two. One, it's a story about a vindictive shark
right. As
the movies go on. Two, I watched that shark get blown in half at the end of the first movie, and it comes back in two with like, oh, I have razor burn.
Right.
Like, really? 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 Really?
What's weird is I barely remember two, but my takeaway from the first Jaws is I think it's a great movie, but it's a great movie in spite of itself.
Yeah.
And this is where people think I don't like Jaws. It's because this wasn't the movie that Steven Spielberg set out to make. There is a book that this is loosely based on. This doesn't follow the book, and it definitely
the
doesn't.
Story takes place in Monmouth County, New Jersey, doesn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it does not at all follow the original script. The original script was about a super intelligent shark that uses like basic tools and is essentially hunting these people. Obviously, that's not what the movie's about, but it's because their prop broke and they couldn't afford
it. Yeah, infamously, the shark named Bruce, which if you didn't know that, that's why the shark in Finding Nemo's named Bruce.
Right.
Was broken for most of the production of the movie.
Right.
Now, if I recall correctly, there was a film that came out before this, Orca.
the killer whale.
The killer whale movie. Mm-hmm. And that was, and this was supposed to, like, Steven wanted to do that, but like on a grander scale, essentially. Right?
That sounds right. I'm not sure. I've seen Orca. I never really thought about it coming, which one came first or anything like that, or if he had been influenced by it. But yeah, I mean, that sounds right. And there was a lot of fish movies around that time. Like, there was movies about crabs. And then post this, you had the Piranha franchise, which I would argue is stronger than Jaws.
Yeah. Well, Gina Michaels was never in a Jaws movie. Gina Michaels is in a Piranha movie.
There you go.
Yeah. Gianna, sorry.
But the same, like, going back to The Broken Shark, another thing would be the score. Steven Spielberg hated the score.
I think the score's amazing.
And it's, if you think about it, it doesn't fit all of his other movies. His scores are big, bombastic,
yeah,
huge orchestration. This is very minimalist. You did the whole score. It's very stripped down, very minimalist. He was furious with it and wanted to rescore the movie, but they had no time and no money left, so they got stuck with that score. So again, a lot of the stuff that people point to is like, you barely see the fish and it makes it scarier. The score is amazing and it builds up tension.
And that's, he didn't want any of it. But that's the same guy. That's like that's their in-house score dude. What's his name? I can't think of his name now.
I can't think of his name.
Did Star Wars, Indiana Jones. Fuck, what's his name? That's George Lucas. John, is it John something?
John Williams?
John Williams, that's it. Yeah. Harry Manfredini.
Yeah. But yeah, Steven Spielberg hated the score.
Wow.
Yeah, he thought he totally dropped the ball. He wanted him to rescore it, but they had no time or money. Jeez. So again, I do really think this movie's good, but it's good because he got stuck with all this stuff and then used it to make a great movie.
Yeah, no, it's a
phenomenal. He made a great movie out of what he had. And the thing is, I'll be honest with you, I don't think the other movie would have been any good had he got to do it his way.
And I agree with you. The whole them on the boat, hunting the shark, singing the sea chanties, drinking. Mm. You know,
again, I'm going to make the argument that this movie's really a musical.
it's good stuff. It's a great flick. I dig it. I'm a fan of it. And again,
it's a really good movie. But again, going back to his idea of what it was going to be, I feel like Steven Spielberg does this. The Jurassic Park franchise is one that comes to mind. A lot of people talk about some of the weird shit that's in the later Jurassic Park movies. But the reason there was a big gap in Jurassic Park, like you had the first three and then nothing for a long time and then the other ones, the script leak for what it was supposed to be, I guess, the fourth Jurassic Park at that point, and it was super intelligent dinosaurs who carried guns is what it was supposed to be. So and people were like, this is fucking ridiculous. There's no way that's the real script. And Steven Spielberg was like, that's the real script.
Hey, you would have me more at that. Again,
not a Jurassic Park guy.
I'm not a Jurassic Park. I'm more of a Fast and Furious past Part 5 guy than I am a Jurassic Park guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the Fast and Furious movies after Part 5.
I've seen a few of them. I honestly don't. I want to say they weren't in order, but I'm not sure.
They're fun. Like, the first few I never cared for because, like, I grew up learning to drive during that time period and having to deal with all the tricked out, imported Honda Civics on the road and everyone thinking they're Paul Walker or Vin Diesel and
right,
drifting and racing and doing this. I just wanted to drive. Yeah, I didn't want to do all that BS. I hated those movies. But I went to the movie theater one time and I was stoned out of my mind. And for some odd reason, I think because of The Rock was in The Fast and Furious 5. I was like, I'm going to go see this movie.
I
know
at some point he's in it. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to go see this movie. And I went and it was amazing. It was fun. I had fun.
Right. You know. And I do think that's important. I think that sometimes movies are just meant to be fun.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, like, you know, again, I get critical thinking. I get more critical over like a Friday the 13th movie or a Halloween movie than I will over a Fast and Furious movie or, you know, something that is going to, that's made to be a box office success other than that's fanfare. Mm. Even though at the end of the day, the whole Fast and Furious franchise is action movie fanfare. That's all it is.
Right.
Fast cars, hot women, buff dudes, fight scenes. That's all anybody wants.
Yeah.
I forget that myself sometimes. Like, you know, you're just supposed to be entertained.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes back to like way back to about an hour and a half ago, where like we were talking about professional wrestling.
Mm.
And my thing is this: that to me is the purest form of entertainment. It's purely made for you to be like every form of entertainment is made, but something's like an artist's expression or this or the other. I guarantee you, Ric Flair wasn't really trying. Like, there wasn't a lot of expression going on. He was just trying to entertain you.
Right.
And like that's the difference between professional wrestling and pure, done right, best form of entertainment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I often get overcritical when I look at movies and things like that.
And, yeah, no, I do the same thing. And I try and catch myself whenever I can, though, because I do the same thing. Like, I'll lecture people about music who will be like, you know,
I'm horrible about that too.
A pop artist or something, be like, this is fucking garbage. And I'll agree with them, and then I got to kind of take a step back and be like, yeah, but it's not for us.
Yeah.
Like, this was made for 12-year-old girls to listen to and sing along to. Like, that's not us.
Yeah.
This wasn't made for us. Like, for that, if you were a 12-year-old girl, you would think this was great. And that's who it was made for. So it's the same thing. Like, Fast and the Furious is difficult for me to get into. I love dumb action movies, but I don't drive. So it's hard for me to connect to anything that's car based.
Right.
Because I don't drive. Same thing with like driving songs. Like, that's something that's come up when I've done like album reviews with Kelly, and he'll talk about something like this. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. And I'm like, why? And I was like, it's not a bad song. Like, I don't drive, so I can't relate to anything in this song.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. So Fast and the Furious is, they're fine.
Yeah.
But as somebody who doesn't drive, like, I just can't connect to it. And it's not so fantastical and over the top that I can connect to it that way. Like the Snake Eater movies, for example. Like, those are so fucking stupid and over the top that, like, it doesn't matter what they do because nobody can relate to that. Like,
right.
It's complete fantasy. So something like this that is borderline grounded in reality, like, it's not crazy enough for me to relate to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, so, like, there's too much about car culture in it for me to... for it to click with me. That being said, Vanishing Point, I think, is one of the best movies ever made.
Ooh, that's Vanishing Point's a good movie. What about The Wraith?
The Wraith is good. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I think it's like Days of Thunder's out.
No, yeah.
Yeah. That's because you just hate Tony Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. Talladega Nights.
So I do think Talladega Nights is funny.
Okay.
But again, I don't like racing. Is
okay. The Transporter.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun, senseless action kung fu movie.
Okay. Well, like, I love Point Break, and I don't surf.
Well, Point Break.
Again, Point Break goes over into stupid territory. It goes into stupid territory.
It does. Point Break knows what it is as a movie.
Exactly.
Though. That's the thing that makes
Point Break is a good movie. Not trying to be anything different than what it is.
It's a surfer version. It's good. It is
a movie about an undercover FBI agent who is a famous football player.
Yeah.
Like, that's the jumping off point. You have to wrap your head around, they were like, who are we going to put undercover? The famous football player who literally gets recognized everywhere he goes, that's going to be the guy we put undercover as himself. Like, that's your starting point with it. Point Break knows it's stupid and is just being what it is, which is a great over-the-top, shut-your-brain-off action movie. And that's fine. It can be that. And that's where Fast and the Furious doesn't click with me, because it needs to be dumber.
Right.
To click.
And is that why you hate Iron Man 2? There's too much racing in Iron Man 2?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why you hate Star Wars Episode 1. Oh, no. That's actually your third favorite Star Wars.
Yeah, it's the holiday special.
The Ewok movie.
The Ewok movie, and then Phantom Menace.
Which, you know, the Ewok movie's now on Disney Plus?
Is it?
Yeah. So you have to go down the Star Wars Vintage or Classic tab.
Oh, nice.
And all that stuff, the droid cartoon series, the Ewok cartoon series, the Ewok movies.
I had an opportunity to get the animation cells from the Ewok cartoon.
Bullshit, nice.
Yeah, I did not get them, but I had the opportunity to.
That would have been nice.
I have a bunch of animation cells from old cartoons. It's a weird, random thing. But the guy that I get those from was like, hey, are you interested in these Ewok ones? I was like, no, I don't remember that show.
What about gummy bears? You got gummy bears?
I don't.
Damn it.
No.
Because they're bouncing here and there and everywhere. Bastards.
I have Ghostbusters, though.
Ghostbusters. The real Ghostbusters or Ghostbusters?
The real Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Yeah. The show that's called The Real Ghostbusters. You know, the one that came after Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Well, I hate the fact that, like, there's that Ghostbusters cartoon that's out there. Because as a kid, I would get excited looking at the TV guide. And, like, because, you know, that's how I learned how to read, was because of TV guide. Kids got so easy today with seek, search, find, download, fucking stream, voice control now. Like, and there's porn everywhere. Like, the kids today have it so easy.
My nephews are genuinely confused when things aren't voice controlled.
Yeah, you told me this before. Yeah.
They're just like, what the fuck happened?
Which is funny because my oldest son, Michael, when he goes over to his grand's house, she has an Alexa. Mm-hmm. And he talks to it. And Alexa, play this. Alexa, do this. Alexa, put this on. And sometimes we'll be watching something at the house, they'll go, Alexa! And he'll ask to, like, find something. And it's funny to me because we don't have an Alexa. Mm. And he still tries and he gets mad. Like, we don't have that. Why? Because we just don't. It's not what we do in our house. If you want to change something, you have to physically change it.
Oh, they're trying so hard when they're at my dad's to get him to get something smart home related. And I'm just like, that won't work.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Jaws, good flick. Steven Spielberg, moderately okay director, just keeps remaking the same stuff.
Yeah. Again, if you like those two things that he does, he kills it.
Yeah.
Like, he crushes those two things.
Drab World War II movies, yeah. You know. Or, you know, really weird sci-fi.
Yeah.
He's not making a... There's, you know, Sandra Bullock and Harry Connick Jr. in this summer's Don't You Know It's Hit by Steven Spielberg. He's a recovering drug addict, and she's an introvert who has, like, 16 cats but has expendable income. Will they get along? Find out.
Going back to the Cannibal Corpse thing, the other side of that, though, is I think if Steven Spielberg did do a movie that was super left-field for him, people wouldn't like it. They would criticize it for not being
Spielberg. What happens with anything.
Like, if Cannibal Corpse did a rap song, like, they would lose half their fan base.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
But those same fans bitch every Cannibal Corpse record that it just sounds like the last Cannibal Corpse record.
Yeah, trust me, I know that. Because, like, one of my favorite bands, you know, Metallica, did an album that didn't sound like anything like their past albums, and everyone got really mad at them. And I was the only person, I was like, St. Anger's really good. It's a really good album. Why do you guys hate it? It sounds completely different. What did you want? You wanted fucking the Black Album Part 5?
Like, where's Reload?
Yeah. I wanted Injustice Within Justice for All. What? Oh, Injustice for Some?
The Master of Puppets Master.
Yeah. I wanted to kill them all again. You know? I rode the lightning. But yeah.
If Spielberg did a movie that was outside of his wheelhouse, even if it was good, people would bitch about it just because it was different.
Or no one would go and see it. Like Red Tails. Like George Lucas made Red Tails. That was supposed to be more than just that movie. If I recall correctly, that was supposed to be like a whole like film centered around African Americans and their roles in the military.
Right.
And that didn't take fruition because no one saw Red Tails. I haven't seen Red Tails. I actually should probably check out Red Tails. So should you. You should check out Red Tails. Yeah, there's your homework assignment.
There is.
Yeah. Someone let us know what they thought of Red Tails. Now, are you familiar with a movie called Radio Flyer?
Vaguely.
All right. Yeah. I would like to do a watch along with that movie at some moment in time. Because it's a childhood movie of mine, and I have a hot take on it that the internet agrees with me on.
Okay.
But anytime I tell this to any person that's seen this movie, and they've never thought about it in that context, or just filed it away in the back of their brain.
Why do I think it has something to do with a wagon? Does the movie have something to do with a wagon?
Yes.
Okay, then I have seen the movie.
It's amazing.
I've seen it. I barely remember it. I remember that it has something to do with the wagon. If I sit here and think about it long enough, I remember more.
The kid's trying to, you know, get away from his abusive stepdad. And, you know, he builds, like, this wagon plane and, like, you know, flies around the world, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What's your hot take on it? Are we waiting for this?
He doesn't fly around the world.
Yeah.
So he commits suicide in front of his whole family on this runway.
Did Emilio Estevez direct this?
No, Emilio Estevez directed this. I feel like
he would have. Emilio Estevez directed your hot take version of it.
He could, like, because in the movie stars Elijah Wood and this other kid that's in a lot of stuff from that time period, and I forget his name. But at the end of the movie, Tom Hanks is telling his kids, there's an airstrip having lunch, and he's telling his kids about their uncle. You know, and he's telling about growing up and everything like that and how he had to get away. And they don't show the kid committing suicide. You know, they show him taking off, and he talks about the postcards he used to get from his son, from his brother, and things like that. And he said, and then after he's talking about that, he stops and goes, "That's how I choose to think about it. And that's how I choose to remember your uncle." And then that's how the movie ends.